There was nowhere to go and nothing to do. Absolutely, entirely nothing to do. Even the matter of our own buildum, held up and studied from all sides, had long since been exhausted as a topic of conversation. We sat around the shed in a vacant silence, broken only by the rustling of Julia's fingers as she picked at the insides of the sofa. "You'll ruin it doing that," Nancy said at last. "So what? It's already completely fucked." She fitted a scrap of foam to the elastic band stretched between her fingers, aimed carefully, and flicked it at the bare light bulb overhead. "It's mine anyway. The whole shed is. I could set fire to it if I wanted." "You'll never hit it with that stuff," I said. "It's too light. You need something heavier." She positioned another piece of foam between her fingers. I watched the shadow of her hand, huge in the yellow light, stretch out against the half-painted wooden planks of the shed, darkening Nancy's head and shoulders where she sat with her back to the wall, knees drawn up tight against her chest. "We could tidy this place up a bit," I suggested. "That would be something to do. We haven't even got rid of all the cardboard boxes yet." "Storage," Julia said. "For what?" "I don't know. All the imaginary homework Nancy tells her mum she's doing whenever she comes over."
"That's not funny," Nancy said. "I have to tell her something."
"I still think we could make it nicer in here," I said. "I thought that was the idea. We haven't even finished the painting." "It wouldn't matter what we did. It's a dump," Julia said. "I mean, take a look outside. It's not even dark yet, but we've got to have a light on in here." I glanced at the grey summer dusk still holding to the sky, though the trees and the dense shrubs of the garden had already given way to night. "We could try cleaning the windows, couldn't we?" Julia made a snorting sound. "It's the same way in the morning, isn't it? Black hole of Calcutta. Without the heat, of course." She paused. "Black hole of Oakville Street." "If there is a black hole around here," I said, "it's old Bag Ivy's sitting room.
Or maybe her bog. I don't think you could get a blacker hole than Ivy's bog."
"I like it," Nancy said, her eyes fixed on the ceiling of the shed. "I like that about it." Julia snickered. "Why? Spent a lot of time in there, have you?"
"The shed," Nancy said.
"I like that you always need to put the light on. That way you never really know what time it is." Julia gave me a look. "Sometimes I hate talking to Nancy," she said. "She's always off on her own little track. Meets up with a general conversation every so often and then it sort of trundles away again." "What's so great about not knowing the time?" I asked.
"I don't know, because then it wouldn't matter, would it?"
She hunched forward intently, her eyes narrowed in thought.
"It could be any time or any day. It could be last week for all you know."
"It might as well be last week," Julia said. "Seeing as how we're in exactly the same place we were then, same positions even, you wouldn't have known we'd even moved."